Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you?
I am, and how are you?
I am awesome. I am great. I'm perfect. I'm excited. I am stoked with the fire in my belly about what you're writing. You know, I was going to complain that this series is going nowhere fast. And all of a sudden, it seems to arrive somewhere really fast. In other words, I really, really like what you've written here. This is a phenomenal tool, and I hope we can go a little bit deeper into the details of the tool, of the declaration that you've given people, that Dad gave you, and see where it takes us. See if we can help people understand what it is that you're having them declare. So, Brad, I just want to check in with you. Do you feel we're on track with this? Do you feel this is the message that you're supposed to be delivering at this time? And you think we're going in the right direction?
I feel very good about it.
Okay. Well, then how about I just move on with your article? What I'd really like to do is put a spotlight on some of the statements that you've made within the article that we posted up on the website. And the first one that really caught my attention was this statement. The real healing takes place when their patients desire and expect to be healed and are motivated to do whatever will aid in the healing process. I think that's a real powerful message, and I think it perfectly encapsulates where we've been for the last three articles and podcasts. Do you want to expand on that, or do you think that your previous articles do that well enough?
Maybe we should chat about that for a minute. And the reason being, what's coming to me right now is people sometimes in the healing process don't understand that the reason their healing is being blocked or anything that they want is blocked or they think they want is they don't have clarity about what they want. And where my mind is going has to do with conflicts. So many people are locked into their predispositions or their preconceived ideas about what can happen and what can't happen that they're locked into their block. There we are. They're locked into their block. And what is their block? Well, so often, you know, you get tired of my old stories, but it's where what triggers me. I'm still seeing this woman in a wheelchair that I've told about so many times, and that is, you want to get up out of there, you know, and the woman that wheeled her in got ticked off at me and said, well, of course he wants to get out of there. What is the matter with you? You know, and the point is she didn't. And the reason she didn't want to get out of there was because she was very comfortable there. And she didn't want to have to go back to living where she had to take responsibility for things herself. She liked being waited on hand and foot by, you know, her family and this woman and so forth. And, you know, so if you don't want to reverse the aging process because you're locked into thinking that the only way to get into eternal lives is to die, then that's what you're expecting. And if you're somehow afraid of it, there's a conflict there. And so you have to start by being open with where you are. And I had a person the other day say, well, I guess the reason I haven't been able to lose any weight based on what you said is that I don't desire it enough. Yeah, okay.
May or may not be true.
Yeah, it may or may not be true. Exactly. There's all kinds of factors. The key is having a constant fellowship with the Creator and saying, okay, what's in my way and how can I get there? You asked going into the beginning of this conversation if I felt like we were on track with the topic. I assume that's what your question was. Was that your question?
Sure was.
Okay, well, the reason I'm on track with it is because I continually check.
Right.
Is this what we're supposed to be doing? And what I've said often, if you're not supposed to be reading whatever I'm writing, or if you're not supposed to be listening to what we're doing, or whatever, don't. But find out. But if you want to join in, for example, with healing, do you really want to be healed? If you really want to be healed, the way to do that is to get in contact with the source. And I always tell people that, look, you got to start with where you really are. Do you really want to be healed? You know, and some people say, well, yeah, I'd sure like to be healed. No. In your guts, do you want to stop living half-baked? Do you want to live excited? Do you want to live with full, robust health? And people who want to be, you know, people who come to me and say, oh, Brad, I want to be healed. Well, what do I need to do? Hey, okay, you got the first start. You know, it depends. If I'm going to be a help to you, I have to check in. What do you need? I don't know. You know, Daddy, help me. What do I do? Well, that's how I write. You know, Daddy, where do I go? What do I do? And all of a sudden it starts to flow because it's him that he does the work. I don't do the work.
Right.
And it takes both of us, you know, people get, it really blow my mind, Ryan. It's when they say, well, this person says you can't be healed if you don't have faith. Well, what's wrong with that? Because if you don't, you got to look at the ingredients. What are the ingredients to faith? The ingredients to faith are being in touch with the source. You know, I don't care where you go. You know, more often than not, when Jesus, after someone was healed in Jesus' presence, oftentimes he said, it was your faith that healed you.
I don't know about often. I think actually it was just about every time.
Well, I don't like to say that only because it raises the hackles of certain people who want to argue. No, he didn't. Well, okay, he didn't. I don't need to get into that argument. I will tell you that you have to start with where you are. Sometimes, and I have said this to you over and over, I get up in the morning, as much as I hear you taking care of it at night when I should take care of it, I forget to take care of it. And so I wake up half-baked and not really excited about life or not excited about anything, and I know that I need to get right and get deal with it. What do I need to do? Help. Well, oftentimes it's just I need to make a declaration. That's what Dad tells me. Declare it done. Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, I'm excited. I'm happy. I am in his presence. That's what the message is about. That's what this is about. And if you're not there, that's okay. Just admit it and say, Dad, I want to be excited and crazy like Brad. Because let me tell you, Ryan, the only way that you're going to get to being crazy as I am crazy is to get free from your garbage. There. Am I sounding crazy again?
No, you sound right on the money. You sound like Brad. That's the Brad I know.
I'm awake. You know why? Because I just made the declaration, because that's what Dad told me to do just now.
Perfect.
Okay, and if you can't get there, that's okay. Just start pounding there and say, I want this. I want this. Dad's already given it to you. You're not demanding it from God. You're trying to get past all your obstacles and all the garbage you're carrying around with you. And I carry it too. This isn't Brad being better than you. I am nothing, but I am everything as soon as I declare it. Why is it magic? I don't know. You found it out. You know it's true. Yeah. I have so many people. It's just so much fun when somebody breaks through. I'm there. I understand. All I have to do is declare it. And then 3 days later, they call me or they write me and they say, I don't know what happened, but I feel dry. You know, the reason you feel dry is because you're disconnected. Get connected. How do you get connected? Well, you don't have to worry about Dad. Dad wants you to be connected. So that part's already taken care of. You got to get past your disconnection. It's your telephone line that's screwed up. Fix it. How do you fix it? You say, I want it. Oh, good. Now you got the first part. That's desire. Now, I expect it. I declare it. It's done. It is. I am connected. Dad, I want you. I want nothing else. For me, boom, it's done. Now, if I can't get there by doing that, I say, what's wrong? Oh, I'm screwed up. Help. I start beating on my chest and saying, be merciful to me. And that's always the last line, the last resort, the last bit of defense. Everything falls apart then, and I realize that I am nothing, and he is everything, but he wants me to be fully alive in him and be a fully recovered son of the living God, and I am. Whee!
Woohoo! We're having a party!
Exactly! And it's that simple. It really is. I told him a story, sorry again, but I'll never forget. This guy was in his 70s. I used to say an old man, but we don't do that anymore.
Nope.
I used to apologize for referring to anybody else old when I'm so old, but I'm getting younger every day.
Me too.
But guy comes to me and he hadn't been able to talk for years. I mean, to hear for years. And it was easy to know what the problem was. He didn't want to listen to his wife. And the easy way to not listen to his wife was to be deaf. So he allowed deafness to come over him. And he was quite comfortable in it. And I, it's so easy. I said, look, all you had to do was say, look, please shut up. I don't want to have to listen to you all the time with whatever it is that's bothering you. Get open with her. Now she's there, and I'm looking at her, and I'm saying, what would you do if he said that? Oh, is that the problem? And I said, that's what I'm hearing. That's the problem. How do you feel about that? She says, oh, I'd be quiet forever if he could only hear again. I said, did you just hear that? He nods his head, Did you hear that? He's reading my lips. And so I just put my hands on his ears. And he went, I can hear! I can hear! I make up the stuff as I go along because I don't make it up. I mean, I'm just writing what I'm getting. And, it's so intriguing that experience for me is always saying, wow, what do I do now, Dad? What do I do with this idiot? And in that particular instance, put your hands on his ears. So I put my hand on his ears. And he yelled, I can hear! And it scared him to death. He goes, oh, like that. He puts his hands up to his ear, and he's yelling, I can hear. And his wife is crying, and he's looking at her. And he says, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I said, what are you sorry for? He said, well, I realized what you were saying to us, you're lip reading, okay? That's how he got it.
That's great.
And here, just because he didn't want to have to listen to her anymore. It's so crazy. Now, what's coming to me now, because I have known what I was going to write next, but now Dad just showed me something. What we're going to talk about next, in the next article, if we can get people to get excited about this one, the next one is going to be the obstacles and what happens, how we open the door, and what are the things that happen to us, not only mentally, but spiritually. There's a force out there that wants to destroy you. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. And sometimes we got to get rid of that force. And we can. We have the authority to do it.
I agree.
Wow. Am I turned on enough for you today?
You're on fire, buddy. You're on fire. I like that. So while you're on fire, let's talk about your declaration, because that to me was perfect. Perfect. I read it and I just, it was like, oh, rockets going off in my head. You hit the nail on the head with this declaration. It's very powerful. I took it right away and I took it direct to Dad and said, Dad, is this declaration for me? And I got, it sure is, but I modified it a bit. I cut it a little bit shorter. See, I don't have as much time as you do to go through these long, long paragraphs.
That's really good.
Oh, I'm just kidding you. I'm kidding about the time of long paragraphs. But I'm not kidding you about the declaration. Yes, 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 I am eternal life, and therefore the aging of this physical body mechanism has ended. I love it.
There we are. Nice shortcut.
It's a formula. It's a perfect formula. So, can we just break it down into its separate chunks and understand it a little bit better? I remember you did an article a long time ago on the Lord's Prayer, and you broke it down and you retranslated it into English or modern terms. And no, you didn't just do an everyday expanded version Bible. You actually translated it correctly so that people could understand what was Christ teaching his disciples. So let's do this here. And I'm not suggesting to you, and please don't get defenses, I'm not saying that you're Christ and we're your disciples. So just relax. We all know that you're our brother. Thank you, Spirit, Parent, Source, for manifesting yourself through me and in me. Why is this important to say?
Because you're acknowledging what your source is.
Okay, so acknowledging the source. What the source of the next step. Is that right?
Here's the key, Ryan. That was what I was given.
Yep.
And I remember in the article that I was shown I needed to explain the genesis of that. And the genesis of that was those words I was given on Sugar Beach in Maui, where I used to go jogging and walking and running and stuff every day, and my favorite beach in the whole world. I've been around a little bit, and the words were, I am in and of the will of God. Your presence, your power upon me. I want and have nothing else, and no other thought or feeling shall have a permanent place in me. I am. And when those words first came to me, I thought I was being blasphemous. You know? So, the breaking it down is probably important for each listener here, for each person here, to get to that point where they can operate in faith. They can operate in belief. And if you're carrying around some religious resistance to what I'm saying, that's okay. We all do. So, to me, it helped to get to the point to understand the beginning of this, the genesis of this, is realizing that Jesus said that we would be as he was as a man,